This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it? How does she do it?
Zinzi Zungu is a businesswoman, an actress, and a voiceover artist. I guess my claim to fame would be numerous roles I've done on television, like Nomzamo. I have been an SABC3 continuity presenter. I've done Scandal, Isidingo, Generations, and numerous other productions. A typical work day for me would be getting to the office at around 9, team meeting, kind of making sure that the students for the Performing Arts College, everything is running smoothly there. Then go through my laptop, do briefs, talk to artists, talk to clients. If I am shooting, I would combine both things in the day. So if I was on set during lunchtime, in between breaks, I'd be doing work for star quality. My day is not a 9-to-5. My day is sometimes a 6-to-8, depending on what kind of day it is. If I have artists who are shooting on set, sometimes I get calls early in the morning to make sure that the artists are on set. And if I have an artist shooting the following day, it's sending out call sheets, which sometimes come out late, around 7 or 8. So, yeah, an entrepreneur's day is not a 9-to-5. It's from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. What are some of the life lessons I've learned from starting the Star Quality Performing Arts College? I think starting any business is very intricate and very trying because it's all about trial and error. For us, the most important thing was looking at what is on offer already in the market per se, the mistakes and the things that perhaps we had wished we had learned while we were still studying in school. So it was making sure that our students are not just equipped with acting skills, but also with business acumen and understanding the industry in its entirety. So not just from acting, from behind the scenes, from presenting them other job opportunities besides being actors. It's obviously building trust. Trust with people to understand and know your business and know your brand and know what you stand for. Obviously, there'll always be mistakes because, you know, you're starting something new. But I think the most important thing I learned was that you've just got to be authentic and you've got to make sure that you're giving people, especially because I come from the industry, something that I wish I was taught while I was still in school. I would love for Morgan Freeman to narrate my life story. I think Samuel L. Jackson's a little too gangster for me. So definitely a nice, mature voice like Morgan Freeman would go down well. My work and home persona, I think, are quite similar. I'm a very relaxed person. I like to kid around. I'm very sarcastic. I like the work environment to be obviously something that's conducive to work, but at the same time for us to feel relaxed and to feel like we're enjoying the space that we're in. I don't think I'm necessarily a strict person, but I am a little sarcastic, so you have to kind of understand my personality. I'm an ambivert, so there's a little bit of an introvert in there and there's a little bit of an extrovert, so it just kind of depends on what day and how I'm feeling. But I generally think I'm a happy, mild person, so that's how you'd find me at home and that's how you would find me at work. If I could have lunch with three people, dead or alive, I would choose Michael Jackson. I think he is one of the best examples of hard work in terms of the entertainment industry. If you look at documentaries, if you hear stories, the kind of commitment and effort that he put into his career from being a young boy is so exemplary. I mean, I think when we talk about artistry, when we talk about commitment and passion, for me, he is one of those people that I find incredibly fascinating. Another person would be Tyler Perry. The way his career has gone in terms of how he's built his empire is an incredibly interesting and motivating story, from the kind of background that he came from to be able to just build a studio and create work for artists. And do it all on his own, you know, with no backing from anyone. I would love to sit with him and kind of discuss how he narrated his life in terms of being an actor, a businessman, a producer, just a mogul in its entirety. And the third person would be Oprah Winfrey. I think growing up, it was either I was going to be a TV host or I was going to be an actress. I love how authentically she connects with people. I love how authentically she tells her stories. And I just think the general way that she has orchestrated her life and her career, for me as a black businesswoman, as a woman in general, I think it's really interesting. And I think her, the way she sees life and her awakening in terms of spirituality, in terms of just having a clear understanding of who she is and what she has come into this world to do, I think that would be a really interesting conversation to have. I am a morning person, 100%. I can wake up at 3 or at 2 o'clock and function very well throughout the day, in fact. But then as soon as, like, it's 8 o'clock, people call me a granny, I'm, like, ready to go to bed. But I love mornings. I love waking up early. I think your mind functions so much better because your mind is bright, it's fresh. So, yeah, definitely a morning person. My guilty pleasure reality show. I love reality shows. Like, it's quite bad. I'm a housewife addict. Well, I used to be, but not as much. But I definitely do like the reality shows that South Africa is coming up with these days. So I'm definitely enjoying local reality shows quite a lot. I love the cooking shows, something I always indulge in. Yeah, I think housewives and cooking shows, definitely. Have I ever cried at work? No. Have I ever wanted to cry at work? Yes. But I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very strong-willed, and I'm the kind of person who would say, don't you dare let them see you crying. So even if there was a moment where I would want to cry, no, I've never cried at work, ever, 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 ever. The advice I would give to my 16-year-old self would be, don't lose the tenacity, the drive, the passion, the dreamer that you are, because you're going to go into adulting, and adulting is hard. It's super hard. It's going to make you think twice about a lot of things. But the same energy that you had at 16 of the dreams and just kind of being fearless, take that same energy with you and never lose it. Because at the end of the day, life is hard. You know, trials and tribulations are going to come. But if you have your heart set on something and you focus on it and you speak those words into existence, I don't think anything is impossible. Have I ever lost out in an acting role you thought you would get? 100 million times, of course. I remember one of my first acting auditions that I was, like, shortlisted for Generations when I first started. And there was a character called Lumka. And it was between me and the girl that actually got it. So I was so upset then. I was like, oh, because I thought, you know, this is it. Like, this is the role that I've been waiting for my whole life. And then I didn't get it. And obviously many more after that. But the thing about it is this. You've got to release things into the universe, is my thing. Go for that audition. If it was meant to be yours, trust me, there is nothing and no one that can potentially stop you from getting that role if it was meant to be yours. What do I prefer, being on screen or be behind the scenes? I prefer both. And I say that because I can't pick, you can't pick between your kids, you know. I love both. So each thing that I do gives me some kind of fulfillment in different aspects of my life. So being in front of the screen is obviously a passion for me since I was a little kid. And behind the scenes is also a passion for me because I've always said I wanted to have my own business, and I've always wanted to work in the industry behind the scenes as well. So I think I love them both equally. How do I define success? I think success is different for different people. Success for me is being able to wake up in the morning, go to a job that I love, have my family, have close friends that I love. That is my definition of success. Different things will give you different feelings. And for me, just knowing that I have my family, I have my friends, I have a career that I love, that no matter whether that career is not bringing in the billions and the millions, but that every morning I get a chance to wake up and do what I love and be around the people that I love. That's success for me. What is next for Zinzi Zungu? Ooh, so much, so much. It's definitely growing the college. We'd like to be a full-blown arts college, an arts and business college where we offer courses from film and television to business acumen, to deep business acumen courses, to sound, and not just doing it here in South Africa. We'd like to take our college to Africa. So it's working on building the Star Quality brand and making it just a name that is synonymous with, I think, authenticity, with hard work, and obviously with just amazing talent. Where do you find me on social media? You don't. I'm kidding. I'm not a big social media person, but I am on Instagram and Facebook as Zinzi Zungu, which is Zinzi Zungu. I know a lot of people send me messages and I don't respond. It's not because I'm being funny. It's just I'm not as active as I probably should be. But you can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram as Zinzi Zungu.
How does she do it? How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.